Onwards, the Prime Minister Julia Gillard has had a less than warm reception in Perth with a security scare in the foyer of the ABC's studios in the city this morning. A protester threw an egg at the Prime Minister while she was on her way to a radio interview. The missile missed her but hit a security guard. It's understood the man who allegedly threw the egg has been taken into custody. The Prime Minister, though, has created further confusion about her comments on establishing a regional processing centre for asylum seekers in East Timor. Yesterday, she denied saying she'd specifically mentioned East Timor as a location for that centre earlier this week. But this morning, she's backtracked again, saying she did make it clear on Tuesday she'd approached the country about establishing a centre there. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
The Prime Minister says she loves lemon butter, but she's stuck in a thick political jam at the moment over her idea for a regional processing centre for asylum seekers. On Wednesday last week, the Foreign Minister, Stephen Smith, was asked a question about regional cooperation on people smuggling by the ABC's Peter Donald.
There's expectation that the Gillard government could make an announcement within days about further regional cooperation.
I never make comments about timing for government announcements, but that is not an expectation I share.
6 days later, the Prime Minister announced her plan at the Lowy Institute.
Today I announce that we will begin a new initiative. In recent days, I have discussed with President Ramos Horta of East Timor the possibility of establishing a regional processing centre for the purpose of receiving and processing irregular entrants to the region.
Ms Gillard didn't take any questions after her speech, but media reports for the next 2 days focused on a processing centre to be built in East Timor. It was dubbed the Timor Solution, and the government did nothing to quash that impression until this interview on 4BC yesterday.
I'm not going to leave undisturbed the impression that I made an announcement about a specific location.
Where will it be then?
How you phrased your question.
Where will it be?
Well, we will have the discussions I've just outlined and they have started already.
The regional processing centre idea hasn't gone down well in East Timor. The opposition's derided Ms Gillard for talking with the country's president rather than its elected government about it, leading the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, to go on the attack this morning.
Look, I think she's desperately trying to spin her way out of a problem and I don't think the public will be fooled by this. I think what we've seen is a poor judgment from the Prime Minister and a total failure of process from the government. She should not have made an announcement like this without getting prior consent from the East Timorese government. And she certainly shouldn't have made an announcement like this without fully discussing it with the Foreign Minister, Stephen Smith.
Ms Gillard is in Perth today. She was greeted at an event this morning by a handful of protesters.
Violates the UN Convention. Detention is no solution.
And while Ms Gillard backtracked yesterday about what she'd said on Tuesday, she added further confusion this morning by appearing to renege on her reversal.
I said in my speech that one possibility was a centre in East Timor. I had spoken to President Ramos Horta and he had indicated both that he would need to speak to the Prime Minister, Mr Guzmão, and that he was open to considering the possibility.
And judging by the interview the Home Affairs Minister Brendan O'Connor gave to News Radio, it became obvious that message hadn't gone out to all government ministers.
On Tuesday, the Prime Minister made clear she would be discussing this matter and had discussed the matter with the President of East Timor about the possibility of a regional processing centre. There'd be no reference to where.
On her way to conduct an interview at the ABC in Perth, an egg was thrown at the Prime Minister, hitting a security guard.
I did see something fly past and I've met the lady who was coming in who ended up with the egg on the back of a raincoat, fortunately, so she'll be able to wipe it off. And I did apologise to her because I think, I don't think someone was throwing an egg at her.
But how do you feel about copping the brunt of someone's frustration that way?
Well, look, I don't think that makes any sense. I don't even know what it was about. I don't even know what they are frustrated about. So if people have got something to say to me, what I would obviously prefer is I'm always up for a frank conversation.
At the moment, it seems easier to answer those pesky questions about when the election will be even if it's asked in a novel way.
Margaret wants to know, are you available to open a fete on August 21st?
Nice try. I do love good fete. I'm a big purchaser of lemon butter when I'm there.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, ending that report by Sabra Lane.